everyone, and welcome to another Star Wars Power Half Hour right here on the Contingency Plan podcast. My name is David, and week by week, I will be going through Star Wars comics here. This week, we have the Age of Resistance line, and we are taking a look at Supreme Leader Snoke. This is one that I've been looking forward to for quite some time, ever since I looked at the release order. Hux, we did that one last week. Really, really enjoyed that one. Actually wound up liking the Poe Dameron one a lot more than what I thought I would. If you haven't listened to that episode, make sure to go back and listen. And then the next one that I'm really looking forward to is the Kylo Ren. And I think that after reading this one, I think we could see some really interesting stuff in there. And that's the hope. So, before I get too far in here, I do apologize. I've been kind of sick this week, and if you hear me snuffling, sniffing, and a couple coughs, if I sound a little nasally, that's why. So it's been an interesting week. I've been doing a lot of stuff around the house, and then obviously work. So hopefully it slows down a little bit. Although the next couple weeks are looking to be pretty darn busy. If you haven't yet, go over to Twitter and look for the Contingency Plan Podcast on Twitter. That's pretty much where I engage in social media, just at TC Plan Podcast, and follow for me. That's where I'll drop, potentially what we're recording, little tidbits here and there. So I'd appreciate that. You can also find us on Facebook, so on and so forth. And obviously, if you're listening to this podcast, you know that we can be found anywhere podcasts are sold. Or, I don't know, where they are, where you can find them. So, got a couple news points here that I figured we'd go through. So, the first one I looked up, we had, could we possibly see Mara Jade and or Thrawn in The Mandalorian? So, Thrawn has already kind of came up in Rebels. And we have our, our canon series of books by Timothy Zahn. We just recently had Thrawn Treason come out, and that was very interesting. So Thrawn is canon, okay. Will we see him in The Mandalorian? That's actually pretty interesting, but I don't know. I guess it could be prime for it, but I am still waiting for how they could incorporate Thrawn into live action. I'd love to see Thrawn just up in a scene in the Rise of Skywalker, but here's wishful thinking. Mara Jade, on the other hand, this has always been one that's been a sticking point for a lot of the fans of the extended universe, and if you know us here, we go through, some of the old extended universe or legends, as they call it now. You can actually catch our last episode that I dropped this past Monday, part one of our read through of the New Jedi Order series. We are currently on Dark Tide 2 Ruin, and you will see Mara in that series, along with, the Solo kids and all your favorite characters. Cough break. So, will we ever see Mara Jade in canon? This is an interesting thing. I don't think we'll ever see Mara Jade in the same capacity that we saw her in the extended universe. If we do, it's probable that she was killed or something of that nature. Because I couldn't see. I don't know. I guess they could have had a big, her and Luke could have had a big split. Or you know what? Maybe they never had a relationship. It's kind of tough. It's a tough thing to think about because obviously a very beloved character, but how do you fit her in? Now, obviously she was the hand of the Emperor and, very powerful in her own right. I just don't know how you weave her in to this new canon here. Now, given if we were back before Force Awakens, I could have written you 1,000 different fan theories and said, hey, this is how you write her in and blah, 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 blah. Now that we're getting into the final movie of the Skywalker saga and Luke has, become one with the Force, it's a bit harder. So do I think we'll see Mara? I don't think so. But let me pull up the actual text here from Jon Favreau's response, because he was kind of asked, could we be seeing some of these characters? I don't want to talk about anything that might be fun for people to discover. We do have conversations. Part of what's fun is to see if we can merge the worlds of the original trilogy, the prequels, the sequels, the Clone Wars, and what has been considered canon up to this point, and what's been considered part of Legends. I think the show offers an opportunity to bring in all those elements, so no matter what your flavor of Star Wars ice cream you like, there will be something to enjoy, but you're asking the right questions. So, obviously a bit, you know, kind of push off answer there, but it's to be expected. You know, he doesn't want to, I don't know, give too much away of the new show, but I think you would see Thrawn before you'd see Mara Jade. That's just my opinion. So next up here, we have a somewhat interesting little tidbit, and this comes from an article that quoted Making Star Wars. The possibility of the end scene of the Rise of Skywalker being, quote, leaked. I hate leaks. It's not going to stop me from trying to view them or obsess about them, but I actually don't like them. It's funny because the lead up this week, a couple of panels from this Snoke comic were released before it was released today, Wednesday. This drops Thursday, but which would be, blah, yeah, you get it. Timey-wimey, you know what I mean. But I always put a pretty heavy fistful of salt on any sort of, you know, quote, leaks or supposition that happens because of how much we were wrong about Snoke and The Last Jedi. Another cough break. That's two. So anyway, let me read here. Making Star Wars has shared a rumor that, if true, may tell us exactly how Episode 9 will end. According to them, the last scene of The Rise of Skywalker will bring things full circle by returning to the setting of the opening of A New Hope, as we'll see Rey on the Lars homestead on Tatooine, where Luke grew up. A local will spot Daisy Ridley's heroine and comment to her, they haven't seen anyone near this place for a long time. She'll then ask Rey's name. Her reply, Rey Skywalker. Cue John Williams theme. Okay. So, good friend Lindsay from the Clashing Sabers podcast, we had talked quite a bit about, you know, some certain theories. And one thing that we talked about several months ago was the fact that, you know, the Chiss will call Force wielders Skywalkers. Number three. So this all kind of runs into Skywalker being an inherited, not so much a name, but a term. So this kind of brings in, if this is indeed the end scene, which I don't believe it is. Okay, I don't see this happen. I mean, well, okay. I could see anything happening, but I don't believe that this is the way it's going to go. Anyway, Rey Skywalker. So for me, let's say that this is true. I don't really know that Rey's a Skywalker. I kind of don't think that she is. Just really The Last Jedi really threw a monkey wrench in a lot of things. I think that given some of the stuff in Force Awakens, I could have believed it. But I don't believe that we're marching towards that right now. It's just the reactions. It's the reactions. Because originally I was all in on her being like a long lost Solo or something, because of the way Han immediately, you know, kind of latched onto her like a long lost daughter, I don't know. I guess you could do that like a long lost niece, I suppose. But, you know, Han was so trusting and open and very giving. And even Leia was very, very trusting and very open with her as well. But the kind of the scenes with Luke, it wasn't the same. There was no familiarity with her. So again, could she be a Skywalker? Sure. But is she? I'm kind of cool with her just being no one. I mean, no one in particular. You're Rey. So for me, if this were the scene, I think it would be more like, you know, I'm Rey who? You know, because like in Solo, which I know my good buddy Ez, who is over at Hyperspace Hangout, another podcast you should be listening to. I remember when Solo came out, and he was not a fan of the scene where, you know, Solo, he was joining the Imperials, and he's like, what's your name? Solo. Got a last name? No. Or you got a tribe or whatever. And he's like, no. Han Solo, you know? So it was just kind of given out to him. So for that, it's more like Rey saying, you know, Rey, it's like, well, you know, I'm just going to take the mantle of Skywalker. I'm going to be a Skywalker. And that could be the rise of Skywalker. The fact that, you know, maybe we no longer call ourselves Jedi. Maybe we take on the name of Skywalker, and that is now synonymous with Jedi. I don't know. Could be, but be wary of leaks. Be wary of leaks. Okay. Last news bit here. So Pinewood Studios has been leased, and I believe this was for 10 years, 10 whole years by Disney. Pinewood has been, basically where the Bond films have been done, Alien, Tim Burton's Batman's. And the article, well, I read like three different articles, but one of the articles was filming many of the Disney Plus shows. Dang, maybe I actually need to do some editing on this. Edit out the coughs. No, I'm keeping them in. It's what you love about this show. It's just real. It's raw. But I know that there seems to be a little bit of worry in these articles about like what's going to happen to the state of British film because, oh, they're encroaching on us. But is that really the case? So I don't know. Pinewood's been around for a long time. I think it was back in the 30s that it was originally like conceived or created. But we'll see if there's anything more that comes out of that. But filming many of the Disney Plus shows could be interesting. You know, obviously we're getting we know of. We have our Cassian, we have our Mandalorian, we've got Kenobi. So conceivably, there's definitely going to be more. At least that's the hope. But you know, a little bit of news for you. If you have any comments on that, get to that Twitter. Okie dokie. So let's hop into the Age of Resistance, Supreme Leader Snoke, and we've got the cover. Snoke sitting on his throne. We've got kind of like a tree in the background. Kind of cool. Now the actual title, Supreme Leader Snoke in Fail or Kill It. From the ashes of the evil Galactic Empire rises the First Order, a villainous sect of the fanatics united by their supreme leader, Snoke. With a promising new apprentice and limitless power of the dark side of the Force to command, Snoke is poised to crush the New Republic and take over the galaxy. So we actually have a couple of larger panels here. The first one, we just have Snoke reaching out. It's a gross face, man. Definitely some very definitive blue eyes, though. And a lot of emphasis is put on his ring in this. I don't know if you guys have noticed this or even if it's going to be significant, but there's a lot of emphasis on the ring in the first couple panels, which I thought was interesting. So we start off, are you afraid? No. And Kylo's just kind of suspended over this chasm here. The Rarlex system. I am not afraid. Yes, you are. I can feel it. And you should be scared, Kylo Ren. You are not in control. You are confused, unsure of your convictions, filled with doubt. You feel powerless. Good. Powerless men often turn to anger. They lash out blindly with their rage. But powerful beings can harness their rage, use it to strike, for either we strike or we fall. And Snoke lets Kylo Ren fall in this pit. And we have some dialogue boxes. Use your fear. Let it crystallize in anger. Turn that anger into power. And just before Kylo is going to hit these jagged rocks, he stops. And Snoke, ever the one-liner, you didn't die then? Would you have caught me if I hadn't caught myself, Supreme Leader Snoke? Skywalker would have. And in so doing, he would have held you back. I need more from you. I need you to find your true power, your true potential. If you are to rule by my side, Ren, then I cannot have you defeated by heights. An interesting lesson. Obviously, Snoke believes in the power of Kylo Ren, but he's trying to bring that out in him. He wants Kylo to be self-sufficient. And it's funny when I think about this. This is actually a very interesting view into kind of the older generation and a younger generation, more modern younger generation, where it's constantly sort of brought up by elders, by older folks nowadays, where you know, you millennials, you know, you don't do anything, you don't take care of yourselves, you know, blah blah blah, right? So in this case, Snoke is trying to take this child. He perceives Kylo as a child who needs to buck up, basically, and learn and be self-sufficient. But at the same time, he doesn't. I don't know that he really believes that Kylo Ren can get there. But he's trying to. He's teaching him these lessons. So then they leave this planet. Where are we going? To continue your training elsewhere, to challenge you, to face what is holding you back, and you will either fail or you will kill it. Wait, did I read that right? And you will either fail or you will kill it. Yeah, okay, I read it right. Oh, man, brain. Still a little groggy. So in the next couple panels, Snoke hates this helmet. Let's just say Snoke hates Kylo Ren's helmet. And to be a little blatant about it, this is kind of the child in Kylo. You know, he obviously has some sort of affinity for his grandfather, which I think we'll learn more about in the Rise of Skywalker. But he goes to take his helmet as they're exiting the ship, and Snoke smacks him. He says, I said, leave it. You cannot hide behind a mask here. You cannot pretend to be Vader in this place. Where are we? And they're at Dagobah. We all know Dagobah, right? If you don't, I can't help you there. So Snoke has taken him to the cave where Luke confronted Vader, quote, himself. And Snoke is taking him to effectively do the same thing. I can still feel him from his time here, Skywalker. Yes, one of the most formidable Jedi began his training here. Why do you speak of him that way? What way? With respect. He has earned my respect. And my fear. So this is interesting. So Snoke respects Luke Skywalker, but he also fears him. And this is where we haven't got enough of the backstory. I think that Luke Han, Leia knew Snoke in some capacity. I don't think he came out of nowhere. I think that there was, you know, either maybe he brought the First Order forward in a small contingent and was met by our friends, or maybe Luke encountered Snoke somewhere and Snoke attempted him to bring him beside him, you know, use him like Palpatine did, or heck, maybe Snoke's Palpatine. I don't know. Hot takes on this show, but he clearly respects him, but he does have fear, have you know, some fear for him as well. Kylo then says he is weak. He is not weak. He is misguided. And this is probably the more interesting line. If I had your uncle by my side instead of you, the galaxy would have been mine a long time ago. So first and foremost, if he had his uncle, so if Snoke had Luke by his side, he would have basically been able to rule the galaxy a long time ago. So what is a long time ago? What is the time frame? How long has this kind of been going through? And again, kind of showing a bit of the, I don't know about disdain, but another backhand to Kylo. It's like, listen, you're not your uncle. And if your uncle was here, we would have ruled all this crap. But with you, I don't know. So as they go towards the cave, Kylo says, I feel cold, death, and more. The cave is powerful, is power and darkness, and you will enter. What's in there? Only what you've been too weak to bury. Or you can run away if you'd like. So Kylo puts a little bit of a face on here, a little bit of a determined face, and marches in. However, is a bit shocked by what he sees. And we see Luke Skywalker in kind of a white robe. He has his green lightsaber, which is great to see. And Luke says, well, Luke's projection here, I don't want to fight you. And Kylo, I don't care. And then we have Snoke kind of narrating from the outside, because your uncle feared you, feared how formidable you could become. Your hatred for him is right. I sense your decision. Good. Skywalker could have murdered you in his sleep. Rise above what's holding you back. Strike against the light side within you. Jeez, excuse me. So we have this this kind of epic lightsaber bout. Kylo's kind of flipping around and everything. And then he strikes his uncle and former master down, basically cutting him from shoulder to stomach. I'm ready, master, is what Kylo says. I'm done. You're not done. It's far from over. And then we see two shadowy figures, and one of them says, Ben. And as Kylo turns, he sees Leia and Han, his mother and father. Ben, please stop. Please, Ben. That's not my name. It is. You're Ben Solo. You're our son. You are loved. And Kylo recoils. And again, we have some Snoke narrative. I feel the struggle within you. Defeat it. I feel your lightsaber ignite. I feel the decision you've made. That's it. Kill the connection. Snuff it out. So Snoke's basically here with his eyes closed. And again, this is something similar to what happened when they were on the ship, when Kylo, quote, cut him in half, you know, I mean, we'll see. But anyway, he's narrating this like a puppeteer. And it's also interesting that he says here, kill the connection. Kill the connection. Where have we heard this about this connection? And I just kind of popped this in mind, really. This is the second time reading through this. Kill the connection. Well, okay, the connection between his mother and father? The connection between blood? But we had so much about this connection that was established between Kylo and Rey. There was a connection, right? This mysterious connection. Who created this connection? You know, the or the, it was Kylo's line, his connection would kill you or whatever. We'll talk about that later. Kill the connection. The family connection? I mean, hey, I was all in for two Solo children. Luke and Leia had a connection too. He was able to reach out to her over great distance. So I'm still down to have another Solo kid. I think it would be cool. But let's get back to this comic, because Kylo doesn't strike his parents down. He actually strikes the tree itself. These roots. You know, his parents are over his shoulders and he has this look in his eyes. The conflict. The conflict. And here's the interesting thing, and I want to extrapolate a little bit more on this. Snoke then says, "Well done, my apprentice. It is finished. I would like to see..." And then he stops as the ground starts to rumble and a large explosion happens from under the ground. "Your show of power is impressive." So Kylo basically destroys the cave. This cave is historical, man. This is something that has been ingrained in the Star Wars universe. An epic scene, right? It's destroyed. But that cave has stood for thousands of years. The past is the past. "I hope to bring other apprentices to it," said Snoke. "You won't need other apprentices." And this is, and Snoke kind of has a bit of a grin on his face as we come to the end. Let's talk a little bit more about this. So, "I hope to bring other apprentices to it." Now, this is interesting. So, Snoke had potentially hoped to turn more apprentices. You know, and again, we've kind of said that, you know, Snoke, Kylo, they're not really Sith, so the rule of two doesn't technically apply, right? So maybe Snoke is, you know, trying to create a whole bunch more dark side users. Excuse me. But obviously Kylo destroys the cave. I don't know if you can truly destroy the cave like that. I mean, you can destroy the structure, but does that destroy the energy or the dark side in that area? I don't think it does, but you know, it, I don't know, it could, I guess. Oh man, I gotta tell you, this was interesting. There are a lot of little tiny tidbits that I really enjoyed, and Kylo having these visions of Luke and his parents, and again, being able to strike down his master, but not being able to strike down his parents, and then Snoke seemingly not knowing that he wasn't able to destroy the images of his parents. And I wonder, you know, how clairvoyant is Snoke? Really, how omnipotent is he? He's clearly very powerful. But he's conceivably being sort of like, I don't want to say outsmarted by Kylo Ren, but deceived maybe? Are we saying that he couldn't see that? Because I still had the theory that the execution of Snoke was still all a part of the plan and that he saw this happening and this was his part to play. But this kind of lends a little bit more credence to maybe he didn't. Or maybe he's the puppet. I don't know. It's all very, very interesting, to say the least. And hopefully you guys let me know what you thought about this this comic. I posted on Twitter a little earlier with the image and, you know, talking about recording. So let me know your thoughts, because I really do want to know your guys' thoughts on this comic. Some of the connections and, you know, just overall what you thought about it, anything that you could see coming out of this, anything at all. I'm still really interested by Kill the Connection. That might be my biggest takeaway here. I just have trouble with that now because we talked about that connection so much in The Last Jedi. Is it just a connection to family? I mean, and then he comes up with this connection with Rey. So maybe it's more, maybe it's less, maybe it's nothing. But you know, I'm interested to see what you guys think about that. And if you have anything, any theories, hit that Twitter up. That's where I'll see it. So yeah, again, sorry about all the coughing. Just coming down off the sickness, but I did want to go through this comic. I had a lot of fun with it. There was another one for the road. You're welcome. But, oh man, hopefully you guys enjoyed it. And I hope that you guys have a great rest of your week. We will be back with another episode of our read-through of The New Jedi Order, as well as more Power Half Hours as time goes by. So, again, have a great rest of your week, and may the Force be with you.